Let's turn in our Bibles to Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8. In Luke chapter 8, we'll be reading verses 1 through 56. Luke 8, verses 1 through 56. And beginning in verse 1, these are the words of our God. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, and Joanna the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Another fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit a hundredfold. When he had said these things, he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." And his disciples asked him, saying, "What might this parable be?" And he said, "Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed therefore how ye hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and so whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. Then came to him his mother and his brethren, and could not come at him for the press. And it was told him by certain, which said, "Thy mother and thy brethren stand out without, desiring to see thee." And he answered and said unto them, "My mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it." Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, "Let us go over unto the other side of the lake." And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him, awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we perish." And he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased. And there was a calm. And he said unto them, "Where is your faith?" And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, "What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him." And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to lands, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion," because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also went which saw it, told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. And the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them. For they were taken with great fear, and he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to thine own house and show how great things God hath done unto thee." And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. He fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. Immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished. But he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. Those are the words of our God. In this chapter, Jesus continues his public ministry with the 12 disciples, and through verse 3, we see the numerous women who served and helped them so they could keep ministering and preaching. And then Jesus speaks another parable. This is the parable of the sower who sows the word on the four souls, the four types of people, through verse 18. And through verse 21, the preference Jesus had to those who were his disciples more than his own family. That there is a great bond, beloved. A greater bond than flesh and blood. Flesh and blood is a tremendous bond on this earth, should not be cast off. But there is a bond that is greater, that which is between Christ and those who embrace him by faith. And so that if flesh and blood come between you and Christ, you choose Christ. If necessary, you leave father and mother, etc., for Christ. And the miracle through verse 25 of the calming of the storm with a word. Christ, beloved, is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And even now reigns sovereignly over all creation. He has charge all over all of it. And so trust him. Through verse 40, another miracle, casting out the legion of demons from a man, in which we would do well to consider that today what many call psychological conditions are actually demon possession. And trust our Savior, who is Lord over both body and soul alone, who can save and cast out such demons. And you notice that the demons are more powerful than man. That often might scare us or cause us to fear. But in the presence of Jesus, the demons desire to flee the man. And that is flee from Christ. And they still need his permission to do so. And then the remainder of the chapter, the healing of the woman who struggled with the hemorrhages, the struggles with the blood issue for 12 years, as well as the raising up of Jairus' daughter from the dead. This chapter points us to, very clearly, our Lord and our Savior, who with a word, which is what the whole chapter is really about, with a word, saves people from their sins, calms storms with a word, casts out demons with a word, heals people with a word, and raises people from the dead. Jesus is our Creator. He's our Redeemer. And so we come unto Him for both life of physical life and spiritual life. And we come to His Word, which we hear in the Scriptures, as we have it by His grace today. And we trust that Word, for in the Word is power and might. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, thank you for your word. Father, in this we see the many that you healed, the women who you healed, godly servants in the church, just ministering normally behind the scenes, just so that the preaching of the word would continue and the ministry of the word would continue. I praise you and thank you for all those men and women who throughout the world for your church suffer and labor diligently so that the word of God continues, though they don't preach the word themselves. Pray that you would uphold them and strengthen them, even of those in this congregation who put on that labor, and ask that you would uphold them and bless them as you bless these ladies in verses 1 through 3. How we thank you for the word that goes forth unto the different soils. And we're thankful that your Holy Spirit goes with the word and makes the bad soils good soil. And gives us new hearts and new desires so that when the word comes, the word takes root deeply and produces fruit a hundredfold. We pray that you would produce fruit amongst each of us here this evening unto a hundredfold, unto 30-fold, even if we would, even if that be your will, Father, we would love that, we would accept that, and how we'd be blessed with 30-fold. And so, Father, do your work, produce fruit in your people, and may your word go forth and call many others to yourself and all those of your elect that the Holy Spirit has changed their hearts. Bring them to yourself at the right time. May this, the Lord's Day, even be that day of salvation for many throughout the world. Father, thankful that you teach us that though demons are much more powerful than we are as of ourselves, of course, Satan is much more powerful than we are of ourselves, that in union with Christ and with your word, we are able to rebuke his temptations as Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by Satan and just spoke your word and did not open up his heart to those temptations because he clung to your word. Pray that you would do the same with all of us. And you'd put on us the whole armor, the full armor of God, which is predominantly your word. The word that is believed, the word that is lived out, the word that is spoken and heard. Father, we ask that you would continue exalting your word, which you healed and have healed many people, even raising the dead up from being dead, giving them life. And so we exalt in your word that heals our bodies. Not only heals our souls, but heals our bodies. So we pray for those who need your healing. We praise you today that though Dave's mom fell this morning, seems like she's just fine in her body. Pray that you would uphold her in her soul and her mind as she continues growing older and is more confused. Give her clarity so that she would continue praising you in your name and exalting in your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, be with Adasa. Heal her. Know that she's struggled with the feeding tube and the that causing bleeding. And Father, we pray that you would give healing to her and also wisdom to Michael and Audrey as they look into that surgery that might put the feeding apparatus in her stomach instead of down her nose and throat. And so, Father, help them, give them wisdom and clarity and discernment what they need to do. Father, we pray that you will continue to heal her brain. Make use of the therapies they're wanting to use and try. But above all, we don't trust in therapies, but we trust in you, the God who speaks through your Son, who heals with a word, even from your throne in glory. And so heal her. Heal her in her soul. As we pray for all of our children, all of us here, heal us in our souls. Pardon us of all of our sins. And cleanse us in our hearts. You would send your Spirit into our hearts, each one. And we would keep trusting you and believe on you, and you would produce that fruit we've already heard about. Father, we pray also for our government, this nation, our leaders. We pray for their souls. You would save them. You would turn them to yourself. They love mocking you and dishonoring your name and turning from you, even being hostile to your people. And yet that's what's expected, because you promised that would happen. So we keep trusting you throughout, in the church, throughout the world, and in this nation. Save their souls. Turn them from their sin unto you. Make them to bow the knee unto Christ your Son and covenant with Him, that they would love Him and serve Him and call many to do the same, even by calling many to worship you in the churches of Jesus Christ. Pray that they would make laws according to your word, and that as judgment keeps coming upon our nation and many nations throughout the world, we pray that for the few righteous who remain, you would preserve us, your children, and that you would give us boldness to take the gospel forth, even to them, but to all peoples as well, and call all sinners to repentance, that they would believe on Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, the only name under heaven by which we must be saved, and that we would trust Him, we trust you, even as your Son sits on the throne, who pleads for us and strengthens us by the Spirit. And so we put our hope and trust in you, asking for your will to be done in all things. Father, strengthen us for the Christian life. And as we'll sing in a moment, help us not to harden our hearts at your word, but receive it. That you would grant to us wisdom from above, which we need desperately in this life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.